This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
The protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gerson and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism. Well, one little community at a time. Actually, one person at a time. And you are that one person that we're talking to here on Agenda 21 Radio. So feel free to visit agenda21radio.com. Also, you can email me, paul@agenda21radio.com. That's paul@agenda21radio.com. This show will be posted up on Podbean and also on YouTube shortly after airing here. We are going to be going live, hopefully this week, the beginning of the month, here on Agenda 21 Radio, so you can get all of our broadcasts live and so on. We've been doing a lot of pre-recording just before the show, doing some live broadcasts and so on because of technical reasons and because of stations. Stations wanting us in a different format, and I got to tell you, I'm going to have my format. It's just way too difficult for people to get for us to put everything into the things that other people want. So darn it, we're just going to stick with what we got, and we're going to go with it. And people just have to man up and pick up the signals as best they can. I mean, this is a technical radio thing because everybody gets satellite this and satellite that, so we're working with the providers to get our show in ways that everybody can be happy. But, you know, I got to be happy first in how it's produced. So anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.com, paul@agenda21radio.com. And, you know, we take suggestions, we take questions and so on. And soon we're going to be talking to you on the radio live. All right, so what is really going on? What is really going on is the massacre that occurred, 72 is the last count that we have in holding. Mostly women and children. They were at an amusement park type situation. Easter Sunday, Christians, almost all of them Christians. Some Muslims were there that were actually killed. But it was an Al-Qaeda attack. Where it's not ISIS. We reported in the first hour it was ISIS. It's not. We have confirmation, double secret probation confirmation. This is actually just over the general news, that it was actually Al-Qaeda elements. Well, of course, ISIS arose from Al-Qaeda. And ISIS, of course, was started by and funded by the president, President Barack Hussein Obama. So we, you know, we're very liberal when it comes to laying blame about where this ISIS thing created. And by the way, I do have to say that I was overhearing, you know, to be where I'm at in my studio, at when the commercials run, the news goes up. So I've got penetrating news sources all around me all the time. What's happening? What's happening? Okay. But, you know, it doesn't take away nearly from the information we get from our resources, our, you know, our citizen journalists out there. And by the way, I have some excellent citizen journalists, by the way, who contribute to this radio show daily. It's a wonderful thing. And thanks to their dedication, we bring you, well, a lot of stuff that the president doesn't want and the One World Order people doesn't want out there. That's why you need to listen to this radio show, because we give you the real good stuff. Now, we're doing an article, by the way. I'll blow the whistle on this. About Bo Bergdahl. Yeah, Bo Bergdahl. I'll mention that a little bit later in the show here, this hour. Stay with us. Bo Bergdahl. Writing it down. I wasn't going to go there, but timing is everything. And, you know, what they're trying to do is let everybody off and get everybody off, like Hillary Clinton, Bo Bergdahl. And, you know, we just have to tell the truth. So we'll be telling you some truth about Bo Bergdahl coming up here. We have a big story coming out about Bo Bergdahl. It's a big one. And by the way, if you off me, the story's still going to run. Other people have it. It's not going to end, you know, Breitbart. That, it's not going to happen. It's still going to go on. And it'll be exposing, just like, you know, Finicum and the murder there and all that stuff. It gets out. It gets out. The news stream media has it already. So anyway, if you wonder, you know, because I get that question all the time. Or do you feel threatened? Well, you know, that's why we have all these massive security things around us. Yeah, don't feel threatened. Just, you know, we're not stupid. How does that one grab you? Okay, so anyway, getting on to the rest of the stories of the day. The most noticeable thing I think everybody's probably concerned about is this attack in Lahore, Pakistan. And once again, the slight by the President of the United States and this administration. And definitely, and this is an attack that was Easter-driven. It was on Easter Sunday, and it was an attack on Christians. Yet the Assistant Secretary and Department spokesperson, John Kirby, in the press release that came from John Kerry, the Secretary of State's thing, it says here, the United States condemns in the strongest terms today's appalling terrorist attack in Lahore, Pakistan. This cowardly act, which targeted innocent civilians in the Gulshan El Labak Park, has killed dozens and left scores injured. Okay, now that was the first paragraph. I'm not going to read the rest of it. But, you know, Christians were the innocent civilians. Christians. And, you know, it sticks out on Easter Sunday that he doesn't mention Christians. Of course they don't. They never do. This is the administration who has been drugged through the muck for 8 years almost, being, you know, accused. I mean, it took people a while. I don't know why it did. I'm really incensed. And this is where the mainstream media has fallen flat. I'm really incensed that Christians and Jews and Muslims being slaughtered across the planet has not been called genocide and labeled as such by this government, and especially Christians. And oh, by the way, we just leave Christians out of the immigrant race, right? To bring all these illegal immigrants across the border, Christians need not apply if you're a refugee or if you're claiming asylum, because that's not what happens. The number of Christians that this president allows in is less than 5%. Muslims, 95%. You see, that's the way it rolls with this president. Actions speak louder than... You can check the records. They're there. Go to the Department of Immigration. Go to the other sources that are out there. That's the number. A Christian country, we are. Founded by Protestant Christians, by the way. Who created one of the most important documents the world has ever known. Besides the Bible. The Constitution and Bill of Rights. Just a slight little thing going on there, right? Just a slight little thing. But, you know, this president ignores Christians at every turn. He likes to slaughter Christians at every turn. There's no question about that. ISIS headquarters, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, anybody. Okay, so that is done. It's a sad day. There's no question about it. And our hearts and prayers are with those of all faiths that were murdered. That were murdered, not only in Brussels. And we stand, by the way, with those in Brussels here on this radio show. We stand arm in arm with the Europeans in the fight against ISIS. This president will not do that, by the way. Last January, a year ago January, Charlie Hebdo, what did the president do? He cowardly said no to walking with all the world leaders in Paris to denounce the murders by ISIS and Charlie Hebdo. You don't see him rushing out at any extremes right now to run off to Brussels, do you? No. Because, you know, after all, he lives at ISIS headquarters, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. That's this president. Anyway, just, you know, it, when you just kind of get down to it, you know, it's you see these pictures that are out there right now, the bombing and the killings and so on. You just kind of wonder what this president is all about. I don't. And you shouldn't either. It's about time you turn the corner on wondering who this president really is. He's the leader of ISIS. After all, he lives in their headquarters, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. We'll be back.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151. 4151.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Okay, I just can't leave this article alone. This article entitled Kyrie Ellison, How I Turned Glenn Beck into a Social Justice Warrior. And it's written by Milo Yiannopoulos. Okay, that's as good as it's going to get for me. Yiannopoulos. Well, listen, Milo, I'm really sorry. I'll have to call down there and get your name. This came out of this came out of Breitbart, and he's a writer for Breitbart. And it says here, says Glenn Beck, a political commentator and likely future running mate, who now devotes his time to hyperbolic attacks on Donald Trump and emotionally incontinent pleas, this is going to get anal, I can tell, to Christian voters, has used the Easter weekend to attack the good emperor and me. I guess he's attacking Milo, because he's written some other articles about Glenn Beck. Says, in a post on his Facebook page, dripping with self-righteousness, the former Fox presenter laid into my recent article defending Trump's tweets about Heidi Cruz, using touchy-feely purple prose eerily similar to the sort of thing you'd read in everydayfeminism.com. Beck condemns my appreciations for Trump's crassness, arguing that when we hurt each other, we should step back and recognize it. There, I hurt you. Doesn't that feel good that I hurt you? Don't go there. I'm not going there. Doesn't feel... Anyway, he goes on. He even accuses me of adopting the same kinds of ends justifies the means attitude that led Hillary to abandon men in, quote, this is a quote, led Hillary to abandon men in Benghazi. Benghazi is spelled B-E-N-G-A-Z-I by Glenn Beck. Well, anyway, noted here by the author, if Glenn cares so much about the victims of Benghazi, you'd think he would have at least spelled it correctly. He forgot the H. It's G-H-A-Z-I. Says, Beck acknowledges his own role in escalating the presidential campaign far beyond the impolite and playing a role in the disharmony of our nation, but stops short of the ultimate truth, that the weak, ineffectual conservative establishment, with their utter inability to defeat the left on cultural issues, have made Donald Trump a necessary, even vital force in American politics. Sources at the Blaze have yet to confirm whether or not Beck's studio has been fitted with a safe space. Oh, no. I'm cold reading this. I glanced at it. I said, okay. Beck's entered the fray. He's endorsed Ted Cruz. I don't endorse people. I told you that in the last. I don't endorse people. I just don't endorse people. He acknowledges his role in asking, okay, his safe space. It says that the weak, ineffective conservative establishment, with the utter inability to defeat the left on cultural issues, has made Donald Trump a necessary, even vital force in American politics. Sources at the Blaze have yet to confirm whether or not Beck's studio has been fitted with a safe space for the host to retreat to whenever he's too triggered. I'm dreadfully sorry to have hurt poor Glenn's feelings like this. Really, I am. I never meant for him to retreat into a kind of language rarely seen outside the most radically wacky progressive left blogs. Mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. That's my Latin, by the way. That's his writing in Latin. Typically for Beck, the Facebook post is riddled with comically flatulent appeals to Christian values. Beck asks for forgiveness and urges his followers to bind the wounds of this nation and go further down the road of hatred and division. It is the message of Easter. Start again. Start over with a humble heart. Hold up a second. Beck is capitalizing on Easter to push a holier-than-thou attack on me and Donald Trump. Far be it from a homosexual provocateur to pass judgment on moral virtue, but I don't recall Jesus telling the faithful to latch onto a religious festivals whenever they have political points to score. Sorry, no offense, but it's true, a philosophy I share with the good book. By the way, this guy's great. Milo Yiannopoulos, I can't pronounce the guy's last name. Glenn Beck has form on this. He recently said, that no real Christian would vote for Donald Trump and that Ted Cruz is, quote, anointed for this time. It's hard to think of someone who's more shamelessly used Christianity to give his personal political beliefs the aura of righteousness, except Cruz himself, of course. God, this guy's brutal. Okay, I'll read a brutal Trump one, absolutely. It's not in my nature to be cynical, but if I were, I might suspect he uses this aura of piety to conceal outrageous accusations behind the mask of Christian gentleness. This is just hysterical. It says, I mean, I get it. Beck knows he has evangelical fans, but what he doesn't realize is that they like him for the same reason they like NASCAR. They're watching the crane neck. They're watching, oh, this is great, they're watching with craned necks for the next high-speed disaster, complete with smoke, flames, and burning tires flying into the crowd. I also can't shake the suspicion that Beck is a bit envious of the billionaire. After all, Trump entered the market. Beck was the most popular conservative media personality that people secretly referred to as a dirty pinko. No. Beck knows that Donald would kick this missionary. Well, he's going to kick his missionary butt. Unlike, say, Michael Moore, who Beck has sort of threatened to kill. Eager churchgoer Beck has threatened to kill Donald Trump, too, of course. Although he later claimed he was talking about his own co-host. I mean, who even knows at this point? And by the way, I'll say this. When I first heard that comment, by the way, I was broadcasting about five booths down from where Beck made that statement at CPAC. I didn't hear it at the time. I heard it a couple of days later. It was a death threat, in my opinion, on Donald Trump. There is no place in broadcast radio for that. You don't do calls for action to kill people. And that's exactly what Glenn Beck did. I have to denounce that. It's inappropriate. Sticking with a Christian theme, Beck seems to believe that the Republican Party, crucified twice at the ballot box, will somehow rise again if only enough people vote for a candidate the establishment wants. There's a word for people who keep repeating the same thing, expecting a different outcome, isn't there? I think he's referring to, you know, crazy people. If there's something that needs resurrection, it might be Glenn Beck's own career. His declining power to influence isn't helping by the new plaintive schoolgirl routine he's wrapping his fire and brimstone predictions and occasional death threats in. In short, like many on the right, Glenn Beck has lost his mind over Donald Trump. Well, yeah, okay. A little rip on Donald Trump. I'm no expert, but I reckon massive flameouts over dissenting political opinions might have something to do with it as well. Talk about adopting the strategies of your opponents. As I say, I don't know quite what it is that I have to say to prompt Glenn Beck to retreat into social justice speak, but whatever it is, I'm obviously very, very sorry. You know, I'm starting to wonder if Glenn Beck's Facebook page is really a parody account. Well, you never know. How else to explain his Facebook post in which he denounces Ann Coulter and Corey Lewandowski for mistakenly tweeting a parody news story about a Sanders voter getting paid to protest Trump? Ooh, this guy's good. He accuses them of intentionally posting totally made-up stories that dump poison into the country's bloodstream at a time, this is quote, dump poison in the country's bloodstream at a time of, quote, conspiracy and distrust. Amen, brother. That's, I emphasize that. In this, the same Glenn Beck, who has been screaming brown shirts and posting fake Trump tweets and waving around Hitler ballots on CNN, sassy, effective conservatives who used to regularly skewer progressives with lethal efficiency have now turned their rhetoric to their own side. Only this time because they're fighting his supreme glorious Mr. Trump. Interesting, isn't it? Fighting against ourselves. Bring back Sean Hannity. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151. 4151.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time to battle. It's Paul Preston at the Agenda 21 Show.
This guy's article, and we're reading from excerpts. Actually, this is the end of it. I actually, cold read and all. Finally, I read the rest of it. It's pretty stunning, actually, this condemnation of Glenn Beck here by Milano Yiannopoulos. Okay, that was pretty close. Yiannopoulos. This is how he summarizes Glenn Beck in his article. And by the way, you can see it on Agenda 21 Radio. It says, Beck accuses people intentionally of posting, this is about made-up stories on the thing, it says, Amen, is this the same Glenn Beck who has been screaming brown shirts and posting fake Trump tweets and waving around Hitler ballots on CNN? Sassy, effective conservatives. This is the final paragraph, and I want to get this from him on Beck. It says, effective conservatives who used to regularly skewer progressives with lethal efficiency have turned their rhetoric to their own side. This is what I've been saying. The circular firing squad. All orchestrated by Grover Norquist and Rance Priebus. Pasty-faced Rance Priebus. Only this time, because they're fighting, quote, his supreme gloriousness, get that right, Mr. Trump, they have to use weapons of the enemy, shaming people for using the wrong language, wild attacks on character and motivation instead of addressing arguments, and emotion-laden rhetoric. If only Glenn Beck could set aside the Book of Mormon for a second And go back to the New Testament. We real Christians are supposed to be reading at Easter. He might find Matthew 7:5 instructive. It says, first cast out the beam of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out, cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. And they wonder why Republicans and they wonder why Republican voters are flocking to daddy. I mean, it says it all. First cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. It's Matthew 7:5. This is the crap I'm talking about that we sunk to in the Republican Party, and I saw it at CPAC, and I was accused yesterday of being a Trump supporter. I'm not. I do not endorse on the radio. I just don't. And I said to the person I was having the conversation with, a liberal, I said, were you at CPAC? They said no. I said, then you didn't see it, and you're missing my whole point. The objectification, now let's be instructive here, the objectification. If you know anything about the Holocaust, and by the way, visit a Holocaust museum near you if you want a daytime changer in your life. You want a paradigm shift for your life in one day? Go to the Holocaust Museum in Los Angeles or in Washington, D.C. Fly in, fly out for a day. Just do it. Your life will be changed. But one of the things they teach you there is about hate. And they teach you about the process known as objectification. The process of objectification. It's an evil process because it soon steps into the process of hatred. Now, there are people who perseverate on hatred, and they use all kinds of resources, to condemn, and they shame people. The tools that he was talking about there, the visuals and so on, the vermin, the naming, the shaming, all that stuff. It's all part of the totalitarian mindset to do that, by the way. Adolf Hitler did it very effectively, and that's that objectification of the Jews, like we're seeing the objectification of the Christians today. By Muslims and by this president. His lack of defending Christian genocide is an automatic objectification of the Christians is going on. And that's the concern that I'm seeing that went on at CPAC with the Republicans, the establishment Republicans, the objectification. And there was a gradation of objectification because at the time there were four candidates. You had Kasich, you had Rubio, you had Cruz, and you had Trump. Kasich was still out there. The people kind of warmed up and liked Kasich. He was kind of like the neutral one. Rubio, everybody loved because at the time he hadn't dropped out of the race. He hadn't been humiliated in Florida. And as a result, he was the golden boy. And the establishment Republicans were doing everything they possibly can do, through Fox commentators, I might add, to rev up the public in support of Marco Rubio. To a lesser degree, it was Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz at that time was getting boos from the audience. And the biggest loser of them all was the most objectified, and that was Donald Trump. Most objectified, Donald Trump. Now, I have a problem with objectification. And when I was talking to my liberal friend yesterday, that was the point I made. I'm not a Trump supporter. And I told him that. I said, I'm not a Trump supporter. I do radio. I said, I don't support anybody, and I won't tell you who I'm going to vote for. But I object to the objectification. Take Trump out of the equation. Trump's not in the equation. Let's say he's not there. And you still had Rubio, and you still had Kasich. You know who they would be going after to objectify the most, to destroy the most? Ted Cruz. Now, I've been saying that. I've been saying that for weeks now, ever since CPAC. It was pretty obvious to me. I know how this objectification works. You just sit through a high school assembly and you can see how you're going to defeat the other team, and so your lead cheers to objectify the other team, to personify that you want your team to go to victory. I mean, I understand the cheerleading part of it. I get that. And the youthful movement that was there at CPAC, by the way, which I congratulate everybody who was there, was being led by those cheerleaders that were doing the hateful chanting towards Trump. That's objectification I object to. And I object to the Republican Party doing that. How dare them do that? Sean Hannity on the other side. This is why I talked so glowingly of Sean Hannity at CPAC. He was awesome. I'm all in on Sean Hannity. I don't care what you say. He won me over with his speech at CPAC about unifying the party. He was absolutely spot on. He stood in direct defiance of those Republicans. He knows better. That was one of the best speeches I've ever heard politically Sean Hannity give at CPAC. It'll go down in history because he was not objectifying anybody. He was talking about the home team. He was talking about conservatism. And they tore him to shreds, the Fox commentators who came back on and to objectify Donald Trump. The hate was being spewed to Trump. Now everybody says, well, Trump talks hatred, blah, blah. If you notice, he doesn't talk bad if you don't talk bad about him. He defends himself. That's old school, by the way. And look what's happened to his political opponents who talk bad about him. You know, he objectifies them. He gets it. He gets that. But he doesn't use it until he has to. Now, I don't support the objectification process that I see in large mass like that. And I would defend groupthink of objectifying someone in such a negative fashion as Donald Trump or as a Ted Cruz. If you want to win an election, don't want to win an election, go to the Democrats and watch them. They don't necessarily object to people, except for maybe Bernie Sanders now. Do you feel the burn yet, Hillary? And of course, they say, oh, well, you objectify President Barack Hussein Obama. I objectify his behaviors. You bet I do. You bet I do, because people are dying all around the world for this guy, because of this guy. And I do objectify the hatred that comes from Hillary Rodham Clinton, what she's done in the 20-plus years that she's been around. I do that. Yes, I do. I think that's pretty much fair game when the evidence is there. You say, well, you're just being hypocritical about Donald Trump. No, I'm being realistic about a political party that has just run amok. And they play their favorites the way they do. I think that's just that's an obscenity. It's absolutely an obscenity. That's my opinion. You can email me, Paul, at agenda21radio.com. If you don't like it, you tell me. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Don't worry, I'm gonna be talking about Bo Bergdahl here in a second, so just don't. I knew, you know, I said I was going to be talking about it, and I will be, but I just had to get this out here because there's another one that's coming up here. I think it's pretty interesting. Okay, this, and it kind of goes to Jerry Brown. You just can't, we can't make this stuff up. All right, here we go. This is another article that appeared in Breitbart, and I just got this emailed me because people are saying, read this. Okay, I'm reading it cold, but I like the title. Liz Mara's anti-Trump super PAC has same mailing address as Carly Fiorina's campaign. You know, I hate it when this happens. I absolutely hate it when this happens. Washington, D.C., it says, consultant Liz Mara's controversial anti-Trump super PAC shares a mail. This is the one where they got up there and said, oh, we're not related to Ted Cruz. We don't follow Ted. These super PACs have done this for years. And because Trump doesn't have a super PAC, he doesn't do this. He uses the National Enquirer. His buddy, see, he's got friends in high places, right? He's got these friends out there, and the friends are saying, "Oh, well, you know, let's go ahead and let's do the things that we need to be doing." Okay, but let's be real here. So, a super PAC is not supposed to be communicating with the candidate. We understand there's laws with that, but you know, three and four people. This is like the rumor thing. When I was used to teach, I used to do this thing about science and scientific fact and so on, and get your facts straight. So we always used to do the rumor. If you don't have facts and you can't present your facts, then you rely upon rumor. So the rumor chain, you've probably done this in your own schools. I would start with 30 kids, and I'd give them a fact like, the moon is colored green today. And I start out with one student. By the time I got through all 30 students transmitting the secret information to one another, whispering in their ear, the moon is, did I say blue? We'll say blue. The moon, no, green. I'm sorry. See, I'm screwed up. You know, it's one of these mental things, I guess. So the moon is green today, would start out. And by the time it goes through everybody else, there would be this long explanation. Well, you know, the solar system is composed of 29 planets and the moon. And it's like, what? In other words, it distorted out completely from what it originally started. And that's what happens with the super PACs. They do that. So the super PAC, basically, it's a super PAC beholding to Ted Cruz. Let's just face it. So this Mira woman has the same address as Carly Fiorina. Isn't that just kind of coincidental, don't you think? Well, that's the way it works. That's the way it works. They probably needed a quick address for this super PAC, and they used hers. And they document what the address is, and I'm not going to give that the whole thing up. But you see what I'm saying? It didn't take people really too long to connect the dots on this with Donald Trump and also with the super PAC and Ted Cruz. And it's not going to. I mean, that whole attempt. See, I thought when I heard it was Ted Cruz and a super PAC, I thought, you know, how stupid can you be, Ted, to use a super PAC? Because that's going to come back. And you know, the whole excuse that they laid down, and this is why it has some thinking here, Ted. The whole excuse that they're going to come up with is the fact that it's a super PAC. All right. Okay. Bo Bergdahl. Yeah, we're going to be getting into Bo Bergdahl. And it's just the start. We have an article coming out. Bo Bergdahl, of course, was arrested in Northern California. Not arrested, but he was taken into custody. I don't know if you remember this. Back in Yreka, the Emerald Triangle. That's where they grow a lot of marijuana. And that marijuana is in the hands of the cartels. And other things, too, such as weapons. Now, this was shortly before the Roseburg shooting. Remember that in Oregon? Several people, about a dozen people, were killed in Roseburg. And a friend of mine's friend was killed, by the way. So that it's a real killing. And we are all stunned. We are all shocked by the fact that the FBI and the ATF and DOJ and other people were right there on the scene, Johnny on the spot. And we questioned at the Roseburg shooting, remember? We said, you know, gosh, the FBI, all those law enforcement guys from the federal government, boy, they got there. They were helping people get in the buses. The mass evacuation was taking place. This guy that turned out, Weaver, he turned out to have 16 weapons. By the way, are any of those guns related to, Fast and Furious? Interesting question. We'll have an answer for you. But what about the agents being there so soon? Well, you know, it was kind of interesting. Kind of interesting. We started digging into it, and we started realizing that they were there on time on the scene, actually, when it first started. All those agents. In fact, they had a whole bevy of them, I was told ATF, at the county fairgrounds. Now, that's kind of interesting. County fairgrounds. To receive the students from the school shooting, of course. Because they had to do a mass evacuation. Remember in Sandy Hook, they messed up on the mass evacuation thing? Nobody died at Sandy Hook, by the way. And they messed up on the mass evacuation thing. I was so happy to discuss that with the world. And, of course, now it's been a major embarrassment that they performed the Sandy Hook thing and everybody cites it as some sort of diabolical killing, which nobody died at Sandy Hook. And the evidence is overwhelming. There's not one picture out there of a mass evacuation. But this time they did it right. They actually killed people. And we got into the methodology about that. And then, surprise, surprise, the FBI's right there. So, you know, I did some snooping around detective work. And as I wrote it in an article, I said, we talked to people that were actually there on the scene. Talked to law enforcement. In fact, it was kind of an interesting conversation I had with one law enforcement officer, police there in, well, in Roseburg. And I said, gee, you got to the scene about 10 minutes after the shooting. I said, who was already there? And they said, well, the FBI was there. They were this and they were that. I said, really? I said, the FBI was there. I said, where's their office located? Well, they said, oh, in Medford. I said, how long did it take them to get there? Dead silence on this officer's part. He knew where I was going. He said, it takes about 2 hours. I said, really? Okay. Now, come to find out, being trolled on the internet, being questioned all the time by these trolls from the government, which is kind of interesting, somebody dropped a little hint to me and asked the question, why were they there in Roseburg to begin with? Well, they were there to do a heroin bust, is the excuse that I got. They were ATF and others, they were actually in the convention center to do a heroin bust on a heroin ring. I said, really? But how did those guns get there? Bergdahl, by the way, was picked up at a pot plantation that was directly adjacent to a Ukrainian Catholic monastery. And what were they known for doing there at that monastery and around the pot plantation next door? Not just growing marijuana and selling it, but running guns. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe
$10,000 or more to the IRS are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151. 4151.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
This notion that somehow I can just change the laws unilaterally is just not true.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time to battle. It's Paul Preston at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. All right. What, a lot of things going on in the world. And, you know, our thoughts and prayers with all those that are being slaughtered and killed and maimed by ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and those that are supported and paid for by President Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Rodham Clinton. We have to say that, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want to be the Grim Reaper, but this president is into that. This is what he's going, this is going to be his legacy. It's certainly going to be his legacy to the Muslim world. And as they bring in Muslims to the United States to conquer the United States, that's the ultimate game here. We have to, you know, realize that. We have to wake up that this president has been no good for this country, nor has Hillary Rodham Clinton, his associate, his person in, well, I guess you would say, partner in crime, so to speak. But this is what we have to stand for, is we have to stand for the Constitution. We have to stand for our faith and values and our love for our country, because these people want to destroy us. The One World Order people, which is all what this is all about. That's why we call it Agenda 21 Radio. They want to destroy the United States of America, and we're not going to let them. We're stronger than that. You see, the problem that they have is we're being informed as a populace now in this country. We're learning about what they're up to, how they're doing it. And that's never a good thing for totalitarians. It is truly not. Because once the full exposure happens, the sunlight is reflected on these people. Well, you know what? Watch out for the Americans. Because we are exceptional Americans. And that's why we stay strong together and unified. Stay strong, America. You are exceptional. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.